First of all, what are your thoughts on homeschooling? And if you could expand a little bit more on essential oils and gluten-free diets as well.
Yeah. Of course, my wife and I, we homeschool, and we think it's a necessity for a few reasons. One, the spiritual upbringing of our children, the protecting of our children from what's now being taught in schools. And another thing that is very, very important is that, and this has infiltrated the church, we have this idea that young people ought to be with young people. It's what's taught in school. It's what's taught in, you know, youth groups and everything else. And that's really not what the Bible teaches. That is a very secular idea. You see, a companion of fools will remain a fool. And the idea is not to put young people with young people, but to put young people with the people who are now despised, and that is older people. See, we're told that, you know, children ought to act a certain way. Well, why? Or teenagers are supposed to rebel. Well, who said that? All these things, much of it is built upon the idea of evolution within a species. And it's just not true. We believe that young girls ought to have friends that are young girls, but their greatest influence in their life ought to be their mother. And they ought to grow up and become mature. We believe that young men, they can have friends, of course, but the greatest influence in their life ought to be their father. They ought to seek to imitate their father. They ought to work with their father. And it's also a kind of, it's a costly thing because it demands a lot of our time, a lot of our time. People will ask me why I do not preach more than I do. And one of the reasons is because I'm a father. And I have to travel to preach. And if I'm traveling all the time, I can't do the things of a father. I raise my daughters. My daughter and my new daughter that's coming here, she may be born while I'm here actually preaching. I know I should be a grandfather, but I'm a father again. But the young boys need their father, and the young girls need their father probably more than the boys. And so it's costly. Spend a lot of time, which I greatly enjoy. Homeschooling allows that. Also, eventually what happens if you raise your children to maturity, like my son Ian is 14, and if the 12-year-old's having trouble with his beginning of algebra or whatever, the 14-year-old can help him. The 12-year-old oftentimes tutors his 8-year-old sister. And so, also, they work with me. I live in a rural area. We heat our home. We have a lot of snow. We heat our home with just a wood stove. We're constantly cutting wood. We hunt for our meat, things like that. And so raising them to be men and not raising them to be, you know, 20-year-olds who play video games all day. Okay. Oh, and essential oils and health food and all that stuff. I think some of it is very good. I think that we ought to take care of how we eat, and I think there's a lot of natural things out there that can be very helpful. The problem is whenever homeschooling or eating or essential oils or something kind of become mixed up with a brand of spirituality, or it makes you more spiritual, and that's wrong. We constantly have people coming to our church that want to be members, and our pastors will look at them and say, you know, you probably won't like it here. Well, why? Well, because although most of us in our church homeschool, we don't evangelize other people to homeschool. And if you wear a head covering, that's fine if that's what you want to do. But if you start evangelizing all the other women, then we're going to have to put a stop to it. And if you have these convictions, that's wonderful, but that's your own conscience, and you're not going to put it on other people. Because in this church, we're about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you have to be very careful.